I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's E-News, and other sources around the world. March 8th was International Women's Day. It has been observed since the early 1900s. On March 8th, 1908, 15,000 women marched through New York City, demanding shorter hours, better pay, and voting rights. President Barack Obama signed expanded protections for domestic violence victims into law this week. The Violence Against Women Act is credited with curbing attacks against women. But its renewal has been delayed for a year and a half amid partisan bickering, reported the Boston Globe. The revitalized VAWA marked an important win for gay rights advocates and Native Americans, who will see new protections under the law. In a curious twist, House Republicans who voted against the final version of VAWA have been sending statements to their constituents boasting about their votes for the act, according to Salon.com. They said they voted for another version, which stripped out the expanded protections for LGBT, illegal immigrant, and Native American women, and which failed to pass the House. Arkansas has adopted what is by far the country's most restrictive abortion ban this week at 12 weeks of pregnancy, when a fetal heartbeat can typically be detected by abdominal ultrasound. The law is the sharpest challenge yet to Roe v. Wade, reported the New York Times. Abortion rights groups promised a quick lawsuit to block it. Even some anti-abortion leaders called the measure a futile gesture. The Vatican, Iran, and other religious states are resisting efforts by a UN conference to demand tougher global standards to prevent violence against women and children. The annual United Nations Commission on the Status of Women began this week in New York, reported Agence France-Presse. Diplomats said the Holy See, Iran, and Russia are leading attempts to wipe out language in a final statement that says religion, custom, or tradition must not be used as an excuse to avoid a government's obligation to eliminate violence. They also have opposed references to rape by a woman's husband or partner, diplomats said. A World Bank report estimates that more women aged 15 to 44 are killed violently than die of malaria, HIV, cancer, accidents, and war combined. The UN Special Investigator on the Right to Food said empowering women would help reduce hunger and malnutrition, according to Voice of America. Olivier Deschutes says giving women the means to improve their situation also would improve the well-being of their families. He said men in developing countries frequently move away from the farm in search of work, yet the women who are left behind to do the farming too often are denied the tools to thrive and better their situation. The traditionally macho Balkans are getting a political makeover. The Associated Press reports that women are increasingly taking top leadership posts in the region, where historically they have had little say. It signals that the traditional rules are changing as Balkan countries shake off their war pasts and move toward membership in the European Union. Some see women as less nationalistic and more attuned to the needs of a new era: diplomacy, consensus, and compromise. Kosovo and the Serb mini-state in Bosnia have both installed women in their top positions. Male-dominated Serbia and Montenegro have passed laws to increase the numbers of women in leadership positions, and Slovenia has its first female prime minister. President Barack Obama has nominated two women for cabinet positions this week. Obama named Sylvia Matthews-Burwell to be his budget director and Gina McCarthy as head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Burwell served on President Clinton's economic team, finishing as deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget, reported the Washington Post. She is president of the Walmart Foundation. McCarthy currently heads the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation and played a key role in crafting a variety of new pollution rules last term. Obama said she would help promote renewable energy programs. And Obama has selected Major General Michelle Johnson to be the next superintendent of the Air Force Academy outside Colorado Springs. If confirmed, Johnson would become the first woman to hold the position. Advocates hailed the announcement, reported the Huffington Post. But putting women in top assignments won't by itself address unequal treatment and sexual assault of female military personnel, said Anu Bhagwati, executive director of Service Women's Action Network. In December, the Pentagon reported that sexual assaults at the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies jumped by 23% last year, and that many victims were reluctant to ask for criminal investigations. A new study offers more compelling evidence that life expectancy for some U.S. women is actually falling, a disturbing trend that experts can't explain, according to the Associated Press. The latest research found that women aged 75 and younger are dying at higher rates than previous years in nearly half of the nation's counties. Many of these are rural and in the South and West. Curiously, for men, life expectancy has held steady or improved in nearly all counties. The study is the latest to spot this pattern, especially among some disadvantaged white women. Some leading theories blame higher smoking rates, obesity, and less education, but several experts said they simply don't know why. And International Women's Day in Afghanistan is being celebrated this year with what organizers are billing as the first women's film festival in the country's history. Stars and Stripes reports that the festival received more than 100 film submissions from around the world, 30 of which will be shown. Organizers hope to make it an annual event. And in New Mexico news, the protracted confirmation hearing of New Mexico Public Schools Chief Hannah Scandera resumed this morning. Members of the Senate Rules Committee were scheduled to question Scandera, according to the New Mexico Capitol report. Chairwoman Senator Linda Lopez declined to predict whether the committee would vote today on Scandera's nomination. She said it would depend on how long the hearing runs and how many questions are answered. Across 2 days last week, Scandera sat through more than 7 hours of public testimony about her performance as Secretary Designate of Public Education. Much of it was critical, especially from teachers. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.